Mourners lined up for a second day to pay their respects to Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who has died at the age of 95. Security officers opened up the metal barriers outside St. Peter's Basilica in the early hours to allow the first stream of faithful to enter. Some, such as Rome resident Alberto Natalini, told the AP that he had been waiting in line from as early as 4 a.m. to say his final goodbyes to the Pope. About 65,000 people came to pay their respects on the first day alone, double what Italian security had predicted. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban was among those coming to the Basilica viewing. Like Benedict once did, Orban has pushed for a revival of what conservatives in Europe view as Europe's Christian roots. Pope Francis will lead the funeral mass at St. Peter's Square for his predecessor who retired in 2005. I'm Karen Chamas.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.